Hello, here's a cool sound design thing I've been doing recently.
So you get a couple little percussion samples like that sound like this. Nothing too interesting. Then you add a bunch of OTTs, so they go from sounding like this to this. But that's not the final thing. So adding a bunch of OTTs isn't super unique. It's pretty common to do this and get cool sounds out of it. But what I've done is I've added these three LFOs here. If I turn these LFOs on, you can see that the first one is mapped to the time scaling. So that's this knob here of every single OTT in the chain. The next one is mapped to the mid-high crossover, again, for every single OTT in the chain. And this last one is mapped to the low-mid crossover for every single OTT in the chain. I've also set them all to different rates, so it's a bit less predictable. But now that we have all these OTTs and the three LFOs, we can get a much more interesting sound. To recap, this was before any effects. This is after adding all these OTTs without the LFOs. And finally, this is with the LFOs modulating the parameters of all these OTTs.